Veterans Update. Army Guard Spar Over Restructure by Tom Philpott. General Raymond Odierno, the Army's chief of staff, called the dispute a mere family spat over resources in an era of tightening budgets. Army General Frank Grass, chief of the National Guard Bureau, suggests that a lot more is at stake, but he's preparing to execute the plan as ordered unless Congress intervenes. The two members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff aired their differences over the Army's plan to restructure at an unusual April hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The plan is part of the Army's fiscal 2015 defense budget request. The most controversial piece is its Aviation Restructure Initiative, ARI, which would transfer all 192 National Guard Apache attack helicopters to the active Army, allowing the retirement of obsolete Kiowa Warrior Scout helicopters. In return, the Guard would get 111 newer Black Hawk utility helicopters. Black Hawks are primarily transport helicopters, as useful for delivering supplies and evacuating victims of natural disasters as they are for evacuating wounded and transporting troops in war. The missile and rocket-laden Apache, however, is an asset the Guard doesn't want to lose, given its more prominent combat role, and hundreds of pilots would have to retrain or leave service. Even before the hearing, Grass's opposition to the aviation plan and proposed force cuts was shared by many state governors and adjutants general. Army leaders say tighter budgets require downsizing aviation assets, and Apaches will be kept at a higher state of readiness as active units. Also, with more intense training possible, the Apache E, with a modernized target acquisition designation system, will be teamed with unmanned aerial systems to enhance armed aerial scout capabilities. Odierno explained that the active force would be absorbing a disproportionately larger cut in total strength and in aviation assets to maintain the proper balance between end strength, readiness, and modernization across the total Army. He said the Budget Control Act of 2011 mandates that the Army get a lot smaller. By October 2017, active strength will fall to 450,000, or 20% below its wartime peak of 569,000. Guard strength will be 335,000, 6% below its wartime high of 354,000. The Army Reserve will be 195,000, or 10% off its peak of 205,000. Below those levels, the Army can't meet strategy requirements. But these figures assume that Congress will restore $115 billion in budget sequestration cuts set to occur from fiscal 2016 through 2019. If it fails to do so, Army active strength will fall by an additional 30,000, Guard by 20,000, and the Army Reserve by 10,000. Odierno rejected criticism that the restructure is a step toward returning the Guard to strategic reserve status after years as an operational force integral to missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. But in defending the restructure, Odierno was forced to highlight the relative readiness of active versus Guard units, noting how active units, co-located with air and ground ranges, can train daily and sustain a significantly higher readiness state. With mobilization time, with post-mobilization training, the National Guard can provide us with those capabilities, he said. But it is not the same capability. They are not interchangeable. They are complementary. Asked to react, Grass said he had made three trips overseas, and every time I hear the same thing. The commanders on the ground tell me they can't tell the difference. Odierno appeared to win the debate, but several senators vowed to block any cut or shift in assets until a special commission reviews the restructure. Grass supported that idea. Odierno said it was unnecessary and could deepen the Army's readiness crisis by delaying needed force realignments for up to 2 years, denying the Army $2 billion in budget savings that could begin to restore declines in training and force readiness.